and welcome everyone to Crimson Circle's fourth annual Halloween Dream Walk featuring Adamus St. Germain. I'm Jeffrey Hoppe. I'm the channeler for Adamus, the proud channeler for Adamus, and I'm here on this very special Halloween Dream Walk with my darling wife, Linda.
It's a pleasure to be here. There's so many of us that have come to really appreciate the Halloween Dream Walks because they're a special adventure and it's a special time of year.
And we want to welcome everyone who's come here from Blog Talk Radio as well as the Crimson Circle. And for those of you coming in on Blog Talk who aren't familiar with Crimson Circle, we'll give you information in just a moment so you can come in and check out our website. But right now we just want to welcome you. Thank you for being here. And you know, Linda, this is our fourth annual Dream Walk with Adamus.
I know. It's kind of gotten to be a tradition that we seem to be willing to keep doing as long as we have that time and space to do it.
You know, it's always popular. I remember in one of the years that we had over 50,000 listeners in the Dream Walk. And that was fun because even though they don't all come in at the same time, I mean, a lot listen live like we're doing, but a lot come in the couple of days following the original recording. But when you and I get into that energy with Adamus St. Germain and get into that channel mode, we can feel the energy even from the ones who are going to come in
Absolutely.
In the next few days.
Absolutely. That's kind of magical.
You know, and we decided to do it at this time of the year at Halloween because, you know, in the astral realms, there is an unusual high level of activity all related to Halloween, partly because of our beliefs and thoughts about Halloween, and partly because it's kind of a traditional time of the year when all of those disincarnate entities start kind of roaming around, moving more than usual.
Well, it kind of makes sense because of Halloween, there's so many people see things as acting out and coming back and things you couldn't imagine. So it kind of makes sense, actually, that this would be the time that they would feel that activity, even people just playing with it.
And Halloween is actually big. Halloween and All Saints Eve, I think it's called, are actually big in throughout Europe, United States, Canada, Mexico, South America. So it's Australia. So it's relatively a global consciousness that's occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, you know, people get dressed up. There's a lot of parties. People have fun. But there's also all that movement in the other realms. I remember one time way back when you and I were a little bit younger, we went out to a cemetery one time at Halloween, and it was so spooky and fun. And, you know, it's a kind of a special time.
Mm-hmm.
It's an acknowledgement, really, more than anything else, that life continues, even after our physical life.
Well, wouldn't you consider it kind of interesting that if you were an entity in the other realms and there were people and you were famous enough that there were other people on this planet acting out and pretending that they were you and trying to be you, wouldn't that be a funny energy?
It really would be. And even for all the entities that weren't necessarily famous, you know, it's just that time of the year. I like to think that as much as we celebrate and act out on Halloween, that they're kind of doing it on the other realms as well.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very special time. But for what we're going to be doing today, it's really a time for all of you to feel and experience.
Mm.
And, you know, this is something we talk about all the time in the Crimson Circle, that it goes just beyond the analytical thinking because really, as humans, we tend to think in a very linear 3D way, and there's so much more going on. And you know, the funny thing is so many of the listeners, they know that, even though it's not necessarily something you can analyze or...
It's the opposite. You're opening up the mind. You're going beyond the mind.
Or validate.
Yeah.
You know, it's really going beyond. And so this is a wonderful time to just let go of all the constraints and holding back and let yourself really feel and experience.
Truly. Truly, Jeff.
Well, for those of you who aren't familiar with Adamus St. Germain, he actually was a real person going by the name of Count St. Germain. He lived in the 18th century in Europe. You can look him up on Wikipedia or somewhere on the internet, but he really did exist. And he's had quite a history even before his incarnation as Count St. Germain, going back thousands of years, literally. But he was especially noted for having created the many, many mystery schools that were throughout Europe. He inspired a lot of the spiritual movements such as Theosophy and the Masons at the time. And so he was really quite a man of mystery and character, and really, really, truly a master incarnate on Earth.
Pretty legendary.
Very legendary. And since he really crossed over into the other realms at the end of the 18th century, he's also been around continuing to work with humans. He was channeled by Guy Ballard and the I Am work that was done back in, I believe it was the 1920s, 30s, 40s.
Mm-hmm.
There's been others who have channeled or are still channeling Saint Germain. So he's been around. He's been known as the Violet Flame. He's been known as quite a masterful entity in his own right. And actually, Adamus came into the Crimson Circle back in 2009.
That's when he took over.
That's when he took over for Adamus, which I'll explain in just a minute.
Yeah.
But he came over in 2009, and he took on the moniker or the name, it's actually a title, of Adamus Saint Germain. And that's how he chose to differentiate himself with the work that he's doing with the Crimson Circle. He works with those right now who have chosen embodied enlightenment in this lifetime. And he's been working with us, like you said, since 2009. And I would have to say that I'm so honored and very, very honored that he's chosen to channel exclusively through me, because he wants to differentiate his messages that he's done in the past as Saint Germain
from the tradition, yeah,
by calling it Adamus Saint Germain. But he also wants the message to be very clear. Not a lot of different channelers around the world, just a very clear message. He's very demanding of how I bring through his energies. And he's here for a relatively short time to work with those who are choosing embodied enlightenment.
It's a very exciting time because he's so clear in what he has to offer. We really can see it and feel it and how we integrate it into our lives.
And Adamus has, he can be very provocative at times, but very, very insightful. Because he's lived lifetimes on Earth, because he's kind of walked in our shoes, he understands what it's like to be in that human journey. And that also I'm truly impressed with, the fact that he understands it's not just a cosmic entity channeling who's never really, been in the human
right
form and put up with the challenges, but he's been here. He's actually done it.
Well, he intimates that. He frequently makes it clear that he understands what it's like to be walking as a human and trying to discover and walk towards mastery and enlightenment. And he does it in such a way that it's most often, it's not a very sleepy thing. It's a very conscious thing. He really invites us all to participate.
Absolutely. And as far as the Crimson Circle, well, the Crimson Circle was started in 1999. Linda and I both came from the business world. We really didn't have any sort of a spiritual background, and found ourselves through some coincidences and synchronicities and oddities. We found ourselves suddenly channeling the work of Tobias. Tobias was a biblical character going back to about 600 B.C.,
mm-hmm,
and he was an amazing, amazing being, loved working with him, and those channels in the early days with Tobias from 1999 through 2009 were so profound in really the understanding of why we're here and helping us going through the awakening process.
It was really foundation work. They really did help people understand when they asked, why, what else is there? Really, Tobias was there to support that.
So Tobias channeled through us for 10 years, mm-hmm, and then left so that he could incarnate back here on Earth. Even though he was an ascended master, he came back to Earth. And at that point, then we started working with Adamus Saint Germain.
Jeff, that's no small point, because according to what we understand, that Tobias would be the first ascended master to return.
Yeah, absolutely. And since then, over 1,500 other ascended masters have come back to the planet for the sake of enjoying life.
Mm.
So the Crimson Circle attracts people from all around the world who are going through awakening and moving into true mastery, and specifically those who are choosing embodied enlightenment. In other words, to allow their realization and stay in the physical body, stay on the planet, because in the past, so many of those who allowed their enlightenment then left the physical body, moved off to the other realms. But Adamus is working with those who are choosing their enlightenment and to stay here on the planet.
Pretty big move.
With Crimson Circle, there's nothing to join. There's no dues. There's no rules. It's simply a global affiliation of new energy masters. There's not really any dogma. There's no Bible of any type. It's because the alignment is already there. You don't need to put it in place. The alignment is already there with everyone. So it's a common attribute that those who are part of the Crimson Circle have. They're choosing embodied enlightenment and then going through the experience of how they got there.
So much of the material is popular with people because, in a sense, they say, oh, I knew that, but they never heard it in words. And it tends to validate what people already sensed but couldn't imagine, to put it into words and to have it actually illustrated to them.
And I really want to reemphasize that point for any of you who are new and don't know the Crimson Circle. Again, there are no rules. There's nothing to join. The people are brought together and stay together because of the alignment of consciousness, because of their desire for embodied enlightenment. So really, there's no need to have rules. There's no need to have memberships or anything like that. That alignment, that commonality is already in place. And that's what I love about the work that we do. It's not about trying to force something to work. It's already working, that natural desire for embodied enlightenment.
And no formula. Everyone's journey is their journey, and it's a very personal one. And the material is there to support each and everyone's personal journey, not to dictate it.
And when I channel Adamus, I generally do it with my eyes open. Generally, Adamus is walking around here for this dream walk because we're doing it from our home in Colorado. I'll probably keep my eyes closed, but it shouldn't matter to anybody. But if you happen to catch one of our webcasts, we have a monthly webcast with Adamus. He's generally walking around and very, very active and interactive.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, you know, there are the monthly webcasts. And when I channel Adamus, I can feel when he enters in. And I can feel that deep inner connection, that kind of melding that the two of us have. But my voice really doesn't change anything notable.
Not much.
Because I'm receiving his thought packets, and I'm the one translating those into words. So it's still generally my voice and generally the words I use. But I'm really a translator for Adamus, for the thought packets.
That's a great way to say it.
So before we begin, just a reminder, if you're interested in more information about the Crimson Circle, go to www.crimsoncircle.com for more information. There's a lot of free monthly information, web channels, and also our listings of any courses and workshops and cloud classes that we do. Linda will remind you of that address at the end of the Dream Walk. Oh, by the way, I want to mention really quickly, the Dream Walk is a term that Adamus came up with years and years ago, and it means to journey into another realm, to journey beyond just the our regular 3D work. And we have a variety of different courses that are under this Dream Walk label, such as a course called Dream Walk Birth, for those who are interested in bringing in new energy children. It's a whole course about mm-hmm. how to do the birthing. We have Dreamwalker Death, which teaches people how to escort people into the other realms after they cross over. I've personally done it for relatives and friends, and it's the most beautiful thing.
Probably some of the most profound material. It's one of our favorites.
Another course called Dreamwalker Life, which really is about going into a new energy way of living. But these are all under the Dreamwalk brand, and they all are guided by Adamus. He's truly a master of
Absolutely.
The Dreamwalks.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, Linda, I think it's time for the Dreamwalk, and we always start with some breathing with Linda to bring in the energies, to keep things in balance. And then with after a few minutes of Linda's wonderful and amazing breathing, we're going to be getting into Adamus Saint Germain. So the next thing you'll hear from me will be Adamus.
We look forward to that. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Here we go.
So with that, Adamus consistently reminds us to take the good deep breath, the deep and conscious breath. When we breathe deeply, we can really allow ourselves to open, to expand. To breathe really deeply and let the body know that we choose life. To breathe deeply, sovereignly. To take the good deep breath and allow yourself to truly open to this dreamwalk experience. Really take the good deep breath. Relax into your body. And allow yourself to open. Take the good deep breath. Breathe. Breathe and feel. Breathe and allow. Feel Adamas Saint-Germain if you choose. You can breathe that in. We can all breathe it in. So breathe. With all that you are, flowing with the breath, breathing with the soul, breathing body, mind, and soul, inviting all of that you are here to this now moment, welcoming Adamas Saint-Germain, take the good deep breath.
I am that I am, Adamas of Sovereign Domain. So welcome, dear ones, welcome to this Halloween Dreamwalk. Oh, it's really so much more than just about Halloween, but what a wonderful time of each year to do this wonderful Dreamwalk. I want to point out a few things before we actually get started on the Dreamwalk itself. I want to point out that more than anything, what you'll learn here is that there is so much more to the human experience as you've known it to now. There is so much more than just waking up each morning, going to your job, having a few meals, watching television or getting on the internet, and then starting all over the next day. There is so much more going on around you right now. But when the soul comes into its human expression and gets put into this very dense, this very compressed reality, there's a tendency to stay in that rut. And then you go from one day to the next. You go throughout your entire life asking yourself, what's next? Saying to yourself, isn't there more than this? And absolutely there is. Absolutely there is. Unfortunately, it's difficult to get there with just the mind. So one of the things that I'm working on with those who are part of the Crimson Circle, they call themselves Chambra, is to understand that you can go beyond the mind, that there is something beyond your thoughts. There's something beyond the limited human consciousness. There is so much more. It opens a whole new world. And yes, some might say that you're crazy because they're still living within their very limited world. But there's a whole new world out there that's constantly in movement, constantly alive, even though it may not be in the physical realms. There is so much more. So as you really allow yourself to experience, without all the questioning of yourself, but simply the allowing in this Dreamwalk session, you begin to feel and to know that there is so much more. It will open you up, it'll open your consciousness up to more color and more vitality and more energy in the human life that you have. It'll help you to realize that there is so much more beyond the five human senses and the human mind. It'll help you to understand your origins. It'll help you to understand more of what comes next. And it will help you to understand how you are the creator of your own life. You are not just reacting to the events that seem to come to you from somewhere else. You're not just a product of destiny following along some predestined timeline, not at all. As you allow yourself to open, to go beyond just the thoughts and minds, you'll realize that you are truly the creator. We can bring this down to physics. It's not just a New Age concept, not whatsoever. There are physics in it. And one of the physics in this is quite simple, but actually very revolutionary. And it's a physics concept that your physicists and even your scientists are already beginning to discover, but in the next 10 years of time, they will know so much more about it. And it's the fact that you are consciousness. Yes, you have a physical body and you have a mind. You're surrounded by a physical environment, but you are consciousness. And that consciousness, you could say, is static. In other words, it's not moving here and there. It's actually not even moving along a timeline, but rather everything else moves. Time and space move. It's a very simple, but a very revolutionary concept. Time and space are moving. You are not. When you begin to understand that, and therefore that there really is no fixed time, yes, there's an element of it that you exist within, but it's not the only attribute of what you call time or space, that they're actually moving in response to your consciousness. They're moving so that you can experience yourself. Suddenly life gets very interesting. Suddenly you don't feel like you're stuck in a time-space continuum. Suddenly you realize that there is actually no past and no future. There is only the now and many, many different expressions of the now. So as we enter into this dreamwalk, I think the greatest thing you'll come to realize is there is so much more. Your mind will challenge you, of course. Your mind will wonder if you're making it up, but you can't possibly make it up. You're just experiencing it. Your mind will wonder if it's real, but it is as long as you allow it to be real. Your mind will say, but then what do you do? How do you apply it in your human life, in your everyday job, in your relationships, and your journey through life? But in a way, all those things start to shift in their perspective, in their meaning, and suddenly you realize that what you thought was important, some of those deep desires and passions that are expressed from the human self, are really not so important. They don't weigh so heavy on you. They're not the things that are actually shaping and crafting your life. You suddenly realize the I am that I am. I am consciousness. I exist. And then from there, it changes the entire perspective of your life. So here's a few guidelines as we go into the dreamwalk. We're going to go out into the other realms, in a manner of speaking. We're going to go beyond the physical, beyond the body, and to a large degree, even beyond the mind. I ask that you stay with this group. There are thousands and thousands who are gathering right now to be part of this dream walk. Stay with the group. It is safe out there in these non-physical, non-mental realms. It is safe as long as you stay with the group. We have designed it to be a very, very safe energy. And in our gathering, in our dream walk, we're going to be accompanied today by one of my dear friends, the Archangel Raphael. Raphael is called the Archangel of Fear, or rather, the Transmuter of Fear, shifting and taking fear from that human emotion into its wisdom. So Archangel Raphael will be guiding and working with us, but do stay with the group. Secondly, be the observer as we go out into the other realms. We're not going out there to do any sort of spiritual social work. We're not going out there to try to change any of these beings. We're simply observing. It's a time for you to experience. You're not going out there to trying to counsel any of the entities that you might encounter. You're not even going to be interacting with them. You're not going to be engaging them. If you allow yourself, you'll be very aware of them. And some of them, but not all, some of them may be aware of you or of this group. Some of them may not. But please, it's not about going out there and trying to save any of these souls. There are angelic beings, the very likes of Archangel Raphael, who work with those entities, particularly with the ones who are lost. They work with them to provide a way back to themselves, if they so choose. But that's not what we're doing in this dream walk. We're going out there to observe, and by doing so, by bringing our radiance, our light, it actually casts a type of light, a potential, for all of those beings who are choosing to come back home to themselves. Many will not. Many are actually enjoying being on these realms. Actually, in a way of speaking, they're enjoying being lost or distraught. And it's not for us to try to change them. Many of them there are there for a sole purpose, a way of learning, a way of coming into their own consciousness, and again, eventually into their own wisdom. So please, no counseling, no therapy out there, no trying to change anything, just the sheer fact of our presence, of our radiance, has the potential to bring changes. So with that, accompanied by dear Archangel Raphael, let's begin this dream walk. I invite you to sit back, to take a deep breath, and to relax. I invite you to feel the energy of all the others who have gathered here to be part of this now annual event. Take a good deep breath as the music plays. And understand that we're actually not going anywhere. I know that may seem a bit strange, but because there was the expectation that we're going to go out somewhere, but actually what we're doing is just being in consciousness and therefore allowing those astral realms to come to us. The real walk, the real dream walk is done by those in the other realms. You see, you don't have to leave yourself, your body. We don't have to project ourselves to the other side of the universe. It's simply about consciousness and where you choose your consciousness to be, the experience to be in, so it attracts all of the energies, all of the experiences. It comes to you. That's actually a good and very interesting observation for your own life. It comes to you. Consciousness really doesn't move. Everything moves through it, time and space, other dimensions and other realms. It flows through you. So take a good deep breath and relax. And we begin our dream walk now on this Halloween time period. There are so many in the other realms, what I call the near-earth realms. They have been on earth in physical body. They have crossed over to the other realms. The other realms are vast and magnificent. They're in these realms, but often they get lost. Often because they have had such trauma or so many issues in their life, or simply because they can't let go of the life that they just had. They're in what parts of the near-earth realm I call the astral, disincarnate realms. They're there. Many times they're not coming back to earth for another incarnation because they're wandering out on these other realms. And also in these other realms, as you begin to experience and feel in just a moment, there are beings who are coming here from yet other realms, who have never been in human form before, angelic beings who are coming in for the very first time to this planet. So in our first experience in this dream walk, as we are here together in this group, as we are now going beyond the physical, beyond the limitations of the 3D human reality, the very first thing is to allow yourself to observe all the comings and goings that are taking place in these near-earth realms. As we are here with our group and with Archangel Raphael, there are many who are dying on the planet right now. And they're crossing over here into the near-earth realms. Allow yourself to feel that. All those who are crossing over, and there are many who were old, and their time had come, their time to leave the physical body, and they're now crossing through. Oftentimes, they're confused, but they knew they were going to be leaving soon, so it's not a total surprise to them. Feel the comings and goings of all of these who are leaving the planet right now. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to feel. And there are those who are crossing over right now who are what you would say too young, but it was their time for whatever reason. It was their time. They're crossing over as well. And to many of them, it's a surprise. To many of them, they're actually not even aware right away that they have left the physical body behind. They have died, and they're crossing over. In a way, they're still very much the same. They have their thoughts. They have their beliefs and feelings. They're simply now without the physical body. Some have expectations of what death would bring, and to their surprise, it could be quite different. Some of them feel they're going into a nothingness, but they'll come to see, they'll come to realize very soon that there is so much more. It's not a nothingness, but there's that temporary feeling. Allow yourself to feel and observe this. Some are really quite young, and there's so much sadness, not necessarily on their part, but on the part of their families, children who had diseases, children who were in accidents, and they're crossing over. Allow yourself to feel this vast movement, this coming and going. And particularly with those who were young or thought to be too young to leave the planet, particularly with them, but even with the older ones, there are such echoes of sadness, tears and mourning, mostly from those they are leaving behind, their loved ones, their families and their friends. Those echoes of sadness truly follow these wonderful beings over to this side. And in a way, it holds them back. In a way, they can feel the mourning and the sadness. Very seldom is there the true celebration of their life. Very seldom is there the releasing of them from the physical state of being into the astral state of being. Because so few humans really understand death, really understand what's happening. They think once one leaves the physical body and the mind, that they're dead, that they don't exist, or that they're confronted with the issue of heaven or hell, or that they're lost or lonely. So There's so much sadness, echoes of sadness that come from the ones they're leaving behind, and they can feel it. Observe for a moment here. As they're crossing over, I do hope that in this generation and the generations to come, there is so much more consciousness and awareness about death, rather than the sadness, understanding it's truly just a transition. They'll be back. Most of them who are crossing over right now, as we're observing it, they'll be back for another lifetime. Lifetime of learning and experience, they'll be back. And usually they incarnate right back into the same bloodline, into the same family, oftentimes as the children or great grandchildren or whatever of the one who crossed over. But they'll be back. Now, when one crosses over, a variety of very different things happen, as you can probably feel and experience right now. Oftentimes, they feel a sudden burst of release from the physical body. It's very liberating, especially if somebody has spent 70, 80, 90 years in the physical. There's a sudden release from the pain and the limitation of the physical. Usually there is the realization that something has happened, that they've crossed over. And with the majority of people, there's not necessarily a big fear. There's actually an eye-opening amazement that they still exist, that they still truly live. Oftentimes they're met by angelic beings. Angelic beings who are in service to those crossing over, who meet them, who welcome them. Not with any sort of religious or spiritual implications, but simply welcoming them to the other realms. Oftentimes, the pets of the ones who have crossed over are among the first to greet them, dogs and cats, coming to greet their masters. They've been waiting. They've been waiting for the masters to come back, to be with them. And, it's usually such a joyful reunion. And then slowly, slowly, the one who has crossed over will have reconnections with the ones who have gone before them, with their parents, with their grandparents. And even if, let's say, the grandparents or the parents have already reincarnated, because of the very nature of these realms, they can still meet up with the ones who have gone before them. Yes, even if they've already incarnated, because there's still an essence, there's still an act of consciousness of the ones who have already reincarnated that still exist out in these realms. Allow yourself to feel the movement, the crossing over. And it's something that should be quite familiar to you because you've done it many, many, many times yourself. Right now you're remembering your own experiences. You're feeling them at some level, remembering what it was like to cross over. And as long as we're here in this portion of our dream walk, let yourself feel the comings of those who are coming to Earth for the very first time. Angelic beings coming from other realms that have been waiting to come here to Earth because Earth is a place of love like no other place in creation. Earth is a place where one truly can come into their enlightenment, into their realization like no other place in all the cosmos. Yes, Earth. There might be places of what you would call greater intelligence, but there is no place of such passion, of such learning, of such experience as this Earth. So watch and observe for the moment here, as not only ones are transitioning out of the human body, but new ones are coming in, not necessarily taking the bodies of those who just transitioned across, no, but they're choosing, they're finding families on earth to come into. This right here, where we are in this dream walk, this is such a, I like to say it's like a Grand Central Station in New York City with all the comings and goings. Allow yourself to observe and to feel this. For Earth is a very active place. As for all of the problems that humans endure and actually create for themselves, it's a magnificent place. It is a type of, it's an island for experience. It's known throughout all the cosmos as a very challenging, but yet a very experiential place. And that's why there are so many longing to get here. That's why even those who have been in the human form choose to come back and back. It's not a punishment. No. It's not because there are fallen angels. No, that's an old, archaic religious concept. It's because this planet, Earth, is a place of experience, a place of wisdom, and of such a place of love. You come here oftentimes in your dream states to these near-earth realms with all the comings and goings, and many do linger here. Yes, many of those who leave, particularly if they've been traumatized in their life, particularly if they feel there's a lot of unfinished business, they'll linger here. They'll kind of hang out here, and in the worst-case situation, they become highly lost, dysfunctional beings, and they have the ability to become earthbound. They kind of walk the earth from here. These are what you call the ghosts. These are what you call the disincarnate beings. They kind of hang out, oftentimes at the very house that they just lived in. They don't really totally let go. They're still trying to find resolution. And eventually they really won't. They'll have to let go. Oh, but some hang on for many years, hundreds of years, sometimes even thousands of years. But in a way, it doesn't matter because this is all beyond the realms of linear time. So they hang out, they come out at Halloween, and they can really do no physical harm, as you know it, to humans. They like to haunt. Brings up fear, and it is fear that is the thing they feed on. That is their food. That is their energy. That is their sustenance. And it is what allows them to continue staying earthbound. But we're not going to get overly involved in that in this dream walk. It's really not the point, other than to recognize that it happens, that they're not letting go, they're not evolving. But they eventually will. So let's continue our dream walk and let's go into another important realm here. And remember, it's really the realm coming to us, but I know for you it feels like you're moving to it, but you'll come to discover that it's that realm coming to your consciousness, and in this case, the consciousness of our whole group. So let's take a deep breath as we come into the next realm, the next place where it is not of physical nature, but yet so many who have been in physical form are here. And Archangel Raphael has helped to prepare this as a very special place today for all of you who are part of this dream walk. For here, in this realm now, what you'll be able to experience is the energy of your ancestors. Your ancestors, your bloodline, Now, as we're here, as you open to the experience, you might feel or hear or even see one of your ancestors. And as I said, even if they've already reincarnated, it doesn't matter, because part of that consciousness is still here. But I ask you first to feel the essence of your bloodline, the essence, not the individuals, but to feel the essence, the harmony, the vibration, the tone of your own bloodline. It's the very thing that's also in your DNA, in your body, and in your thoughts. Your ancestors, parents, grandparents, great-great-grandparents, going back generation after generation after generation. Let's take a moment here just to feel that resonance of your ancestors, because it's also in your DNA. It's part of the very fabric that brought you here, that brought you into physical form. It's the DNA that has brought forth so many of the physical and the mental characteristics of you. And of course, these come from the ancestors, but they're not necessarily yours. In other words, you can really go beyond that anytime you choose. But I wanted you to feel the resonance of your ancestors. I know some of you have already allowed the release of those energies, and that's fine. Here you can just truly feel without any sort of agenda or entrapment or attachment that would hold you in. Now you can really absolutely feel it. But for the others who are still very connected to your bloodline, let yourself feel this. And here in this space is also the time we've invited your loved ones who have already crossed over, loved ones such as parents, grandparents, or even in this case perhaps children, to come forth so that you can feel them. Again, please, it's observing them. Some of them may be aware of you, some may not, it doesn't matter, but just observe the energies now as your ancestors, the ones who crossed over before you, as they come forth now. I'll be in silence for a little while here for you to feel and to experience your own ancestors. Some of them have been waiting for you. They've known that you would be here. And again, this is a familiar territory for you, because oftentimes you come to them in your dream state. You remember having dreams about them. There's still an interaction between you and them, even though they've crossed over. So this is a familiar area for you. As you observe, as you feel here, you have to realize that even after death, the soul lives on, indeed. Some of them may be very, very aware of you. Others may not. It doesn't really matter. We're just here to observe. And more than anything, I'm asking you to feel into the energy of your own bloodline. It's yours. It's what brought you here. But as you come into your mastery, you realize it's time to release that, so that you can embody your own light body and light mind with an honoring to your bloodline, of course, but knowing that it's time to walk on knowing that it's time to be in your own light body and light mind. But right now, just feel into this resonance of your own bloodline. And some of you feeling some sadness, missing the ones who have crossed over already. Some of you feeling a joy because you know that they are truly alive. Maybe without the physical body, but they exist. And for some of you, this brings a great feeling of joy. This is a very special place, and one that I know you'll come to at times in the future, at times in your dreams. So let's take a deep breath as we continue our dream walk. A dream walk is where we go into the non-physical realms, and a dream walk into the near-earth realms. It's not just about souled beings, disincarnate beings, beings who are waiting for their next lifetime, crossing back over from a lifetime on the planet Earth. But here in these realms are also thoughts. This is really what makes the fabric of mass consciousness here in these realms. All the thoughts of humans come here. So it's not just a place which we call the land of the dead, not at all. It's a land of thoughts and beliefs, ideas. It can be a very creative place as well, but it can be very limiting depending on the person. So in this next segment of our dream walk, I'd like to go to that place of unfulfilled dreams and desires. Your unfulfilled dreams and desires. In a way, they're projected here. They don't just fade away as your memory fades away. They're projected. They come here, and this is our next stop on our dream walk. And again, I ask you, particularly as we enter into this realm of your unfulfilled dreams and desires, to be the observer. I know it's a little bit more challenging here because this is so much about you right now. Observing your unfulfilled dreams and desires. It doesn't make them bad or wrong. It doesn't mean that you've taken the wrong turn in life. Not whatsoever, because you see they're still alive. They're still very real. You might have had other courses of action, courses of reality in your lifetime, other things that happened that really shifted the focus from you being perhaps, let's say, a great musician, or you living and traveling around the world. Maybe you never really moved very far from the very place you were born, but it doesn't mean that the dreams and desires didn't live on. Maybe you had a dream or desire that you weren't even aware of to reconnect with a loved one from another lifetime. That never actually happened in this lifetime, even though at a level within you, you thought it would. Maybe you weren't even aware of that, but there was the inner feeling. Those dreams and desires are not lost. In a way, they're as real as they live on, they're as real as your human life. And I know many of you really have sadness at times, and sometimes very judgmental of yourself, that you didn't accomplish more, you didn't do the right thing, perhaps you didn't go off to get your medical degree, or you didn't become a great inventor or scientist. And it really doesn't matter. It was a dream, it was a desire, and it's still there. It doesn't mean that you have to experience it on earth in a physical body, but it's still there. And sometimes you use these unfulfilled dreams and desires in your own life. You get very depressed or very sad. You lose your passion because you didn't think you did the right thing. You think you sold out. You think you held yourself short. That's why I wanted to bring you here in this dream walk. To feel in a very beautiful, open, and excited way, to feel all of these dreams and desires. They're still there. You may not ever act them out or experience them back on earth in your human life, but they're still there. And in your human life back on earth, there are new dreams and desires. There are new passions that could come in. You judge yourself as have taken the wrong turn, or perhaps even having just bad luck in your lifetime. And then you, oftentimes, your energy gets low and you're afraid to have new dreams and desires, afraid that they may not work out. But they can, and they do, if you allow. They might be very, very, very different than what you thought in your human mind might happen. But all of these things can come true, and things you could have never even imagined, if you allow. If you allow. You don't have to plan it out in your human mind. It's about allowing. So take a moment here, and I'll be in silence, but take a moment here and really feel your own dreams and desires, and let yourself experience some you may not have even been aware of. So I'll be in silence for a few minutes here while you experience your dreams and desires. There really is no destiny. There's nothing that's predetermined in your life. I know it seems that way sometimes, but there really isn't. And as you're here in this realm of your unfulfilled dreams and desires, I want you to realize that there's really nothing. Nothing in the way of destiny, nothing in the way of other people that can hold you back. If you allow, all of these things can come into your life. They don't all have to be experienced in the human 3D dimension. They can be experienced in a wide variety of other dimensions. But it's all about allowing. It's all about letting yourself have dreams and desires again. Yes, kind of strange you say that we're here to do a Halloween dream walk. You thought it would be all about ghouls and ghosts and goblins. Ah, but my friends, there's so much more. Because out here in these non-physical realms are all the thoughts, all the dreams, all the desires that you ever had. They're still here. They're still alive. So let's take a deep breath as we move into our next segment, our next experience. Take a good deep breath. And again, stay with the group. Be the observer here. Now, this one's going to be really quite different as well. In our next experience, we're going to a realm, actually we're attracting a realm, but it feels like we're going to it. We're going to that realm that you would call the potentials for this planet in 10 years from now. Now, before we actually get into the experience, I want to remind you, there is no destiny, but yet there are courses or directions that human nature is taking right now that make it feel like there's a destiny. There's, in other words, it feels like humanity is headed in a certain way. But at any time, with a change of consciousness with humans such as yourself, it can change. There are many, many, many potentials of what can happen in the next 10 years. So as we enter into this next segment of the Dream Walk, what you experience may shift and twist and turn. You may get a variety of different feelings and perceptions here. And that's very appropriate because the future is not cast in any sort of concrete. Not at all. But let's now enter into the potentials. I say that in the plural. Into the potentials that are coming for humanity in the next 10 years. I ask you to be very open right now, very allowing in what you perceive. To be the observer, we're not out here to try to force anything to happen, just to observe. So take a deep breath now as we come into this realm of humanity in 10 years. And allow yourself to feel in terms of things like technology and politics, of course, war and peace, consciousness of humans, health and well-being of humans. Allow yourself to feel in terms of how things like family structures, relationships are going to be just in 10 short years. And please don't limit yourself. Now again, I'll be in silence for a little bit so you can experience. And remember, you're observing, you're experiencing on a wide variety of different levels. So take a deep breath and allow yourself to go beyond just limited human thought into 10 years from now of human potential. Keep breathing and just experience. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming for the mind, but you'll go beyond that into just pure experience. Take a good deep breath. Don't be surprised if you actually get contradictory experiences, observations, one moment thinking that 10 years from now, Earth will be in such a far better place, and the next moment thinking that 10 years from now, there could be more chaos on this planet, because both are potentials. And what I'm asking you to do here is to feel into the variety of different layers. There's not just one thing that could happen. It could be many. There are some things that are more likely to happen than others. But yet there's many, many different levels of potentials for the planet. And by understanding that many different things could happen to human consciousness and human evolution, you come to understand also that for yourself 10 years from now, many different things could happen. A lot of it will be determined by your choices. What do you choose for you? A lot of it is determined by simply by allowing. Can you allow the divine self, the higher consciousness, to come through into your life? There's many, many different layers of things that can happen. And that's what you're doing right now, is just observing them. So take a deep breath. Again, I'll be in silence for a moment, so you can feel and experience humanity 10 years from now. Good. Take a good deep breath. Take a good deep breath. Let's come back together. Let's feel the energies of this gathering in our dream walk into the near earth realms, guided by the loving energies of Archangel Raphael. And from this perspective of where we are now, kind of out beyond just the physical body and the mind, from this perspective, in this dream walk, I want you to feel yourself right now. In a way, again, you're the observer. Without judgment, without trying to change anything, you're kind of the observer of yourself. Kind of looking from these astral realms onto yourself as a human. But please, without any judgment whatsoever, I ask you to feel really how that human self is really trying to do the very best it can. How that human self at times feels so lost and sometimes so alone, but yet really isn't. I ask you to observe and to feel yourself, that human who feels that there are so many situations and circumstances and external things that get in its way, that is really, in many cases, really closed down because that human self didn't feel that it was the creator anymore. But you know better. From this perspective, you know better. Just observe yourself for a moment, without judgment. The human self that sometimes feels frightened and overwhelmed, wondering what's coming next. But the human self that's also going through amazing experiences, living life on earth in a human body, that in itself is one of the ultimate experiences a soul can ever have. Observe yourself without judgment, knowing that that human self is waking up. It truly is. That's why you're here. That's why you chose to be part of this, because that human self is starting to wake up right now. Its life is starting to change. Yes, it will still be confused at times and feeling lost and lonely at times, but it's waking up. That human self is waking up to its true nature. It's divine. It's waking up to its consciousness. As you observe yourself, perhaps you'll start to see how that consciousness was really very limited, suppressed for a long time. But it's like a light now that's starting to shine more brightly. It's starting to go beyond old beliefs and old limitations. It's starting to open up and shine, to become more and more aware of itself as a creator being. Observe yourself, that human. Oh, so much love. So much love that human has, so always trying to help others. Always hoping for the very best, always trying its best. It's not failing, that human self of yours, not at all. It's just going through the experience of being a human. That human self is going to awaken. That human self will come to a new form of love with itself. That human self that you are will shed a lot of the old limitations and beliefs. It will. It will awaken. It will awaken to itself, to you, the I am that I am. So please, be gentle, be kind to your human self. It's trying. It's doing as best as it knows how, and it is awakening. Be kind without judgment. Have tremendous compassion for your human self. So now let's take a deep breath. Let's take a very deep breath. We've been traveling out into some of the other realms, in a manner of speaking, but really those other realms have been coming to you. We've been going beyond just the body and the mind into a state of real consciousness. Take a good deep breath. Now back into your body, back into your mind, but now with something new, something brilliant with you. You've allowed yourself to go beyond just the linear three-dimensional existence. You've allowed yourself to go what some would call into the imagination, but it's very, very real. You've allowed yourself to feel, just even a little bit, to feel into some of the other realms that are always there, that are always around you. So take a deep breath back into your human self. But take that breath from the I am that I am. Not as the limited human, but as the I am. Bring that breath back in. And I know, again, some of you were expecting that we're going to go out and visit goblins and ghosts and ghouls and all the rest of that. But no, this year I wanted it to be a little bit different. I wanted you to realize there is so much more all around and all within you if you allow it to be. So with that, my dear friends, it's time to bring this fourth annual Dream Walk to a conclusion. Breathe deeply into your body. My dear friend Linda is going to do some breathing at the end. As always, it's an honor and a delight to be here with you for our annual Halloween Dream Walk. And as always, for those who are consciously choosing embodied enlightenment in this lifetime, I'm always here to work with you, to guide and to assist, and to be with you. I am that I am, Adamus of Sovereign Domain.
And so it is. And so with that, I invite that we each stay with a good deep breath, allowing these energies of this experience to continue to flow with the breath. Breathe deeply, feeling conscious, open. Breathe deeply into your body. Dream, allowing the energies of this journey to be here supporting you. So breathe deeply. And stay with the experience if you choose. But when it's time to get up, be sure to stay with the breath. Breathe fully into your body. Feel the breath going all the way down into your body, all the way out into your hands and your feet. This is a grand journey, and it's good to be sure that you're grounded and balanced before you decide to move again. So breathe and feel. Thank you for being here with us at the Dreamwalk, the Halloween Dreamwalk. If you enjoyed this material, you might also enjoy going to www.crimsoncircle.com. There's a lot of material there for you to enjoy and to explore if you choose. And with that, thank you, Jeffrey Hoppe, for channeling Adama Saint-Germain. It's my pleasure to be here with all of us. Thank you.